This is The Bookshelf from NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. In the new novel by Sue Halpern, a young woman named Sunny gets busted for stealing a dictionary, and a judge sentences her to work as a volunteer over the summer at the library in the small town of Riverton, New Hampshire. This Riverton is not the actual Riverton, New Hampshire, but a fictional one that has fallen on hard times. Summer Hours at the Robbers Library is Sue Halpern's seventh book, and she joins me now to talk about it. Welcome to The Bookshelf.
Thank you.
So what came to you first? Was it the idea of this town, a place where you wanted to set a story, or was it characters like Sunny that came first?
Actually, they kind of came simultaneously. I knew that I wanted to write about a library and a library in a town that may not be doing very well, but the library is kind of the center, the sinecure. It stays stable in a certain way as everything else around it changes. And I knew something about the characters, and I wanted to put them in that library in that town. So I think maybe I just answered the question by telling you that the town came first, but I really did have this idea of this young woman, this girl really, who gets sentenced to community service in the library, and the people that she meets there, and the protagonist who isn't really Sunny, it's Kit, the librarian, and what she's doing in there, and how a library becomes a community and how it brings people together who may not really have much in common other than the fact that they're finding themselves in this one space.
Kit is a fascinating character. She is struggling with the trauma of divorce. She was divorced. She had a husband who was a doctor, and that husband had some really controlling parents. And so as a result of that trauma, she's really peeled back from intimate human connection. And it seems like this library, for all the things it does, it also draws her out a little bit.
Yeah, she doesn't want it to draw her out. She's a librarian, and almost by osmosis, because of Sunny, she gradually gets back into the world of the animate and, real people having real lives.
Does that speak to the power of libraries? I guess, in other words, could a story of Kit sort of getting back out into the world and building a relationship with someone like Sunny happen, say, in a hospital or in a restaurant? Or was that completely dependent on this being a library?
I feel like it was because of the library. And the reason why I chose a library was because a bunch of years ago, I was living in upstate New York in the Adirondacks in a very, very poor town that had very few public services. And among other things, it had never had a library. And I was asked, along with two retired teachers, to start one. And we did. And it changed everything in this town. It changed people's relationships with each other, and it changed the kind of physical relationship of people to their town.
Can you tell me how it changed in all those many ways?
The first thing that happened was that we put this library together, and people started to show up. People started to talk to each other who didn't know each other. And then some people who met in the library started a book group. And from there was a play reading group of some of those people, and then a movie group. And one of the people who started going to the play reading group was this one person we put on our board who was very wealthy, who was a summer resident. And he and his wife noticed that the people who were going to play reading really wanted to put on a play, but there was no place to put on a play. And so they gave money to not only build an art center in our town, but to endow it. And so suddenly there was not just the library in the back of town hall, but now we had this beautiful art center. And in the course of that, a young woman whose father was one of the carpenters asked the guy with the money if he would float her a loan, and she would take that money and build a cafe in one of the abandoned buildings on Main Street. So she did that. So suddenly we had a very vital library with lots of programming. We had an art center, and we had a cafe where people could actually go and, hang out and talk and use the internet and all of that. So it physically changed the town, and in part, the physical changes happened because people started to talk to each other and get together.
Sue Halpern, thank you very much for speaking with me. I really appreciate it.
Oh, sure. Thank you. And have a good holiday.
And happy holidays to you, too. And listeners, you can find a list of the top 5 books on Sue's bookshelf at our website, nhpr.org. And we're always looking for reading recommendations from listeners like you. What book are you giving to a loved one this holiday season? Let us know about it by email. The address is books@nhpr.org. Last time on the bookshelf from NHPR, I gave you a heads up about Poet Laureate Tracy K. Smith's coming visit to New Hampshire to accept the Hall Kenyon Prize in American Poetry. As part of that awards ceremony, she and I sat down and we talked about poetry, we talked about her rural poetry initiative, and her work hosting the Slowdown podcast. You can hear that conversation in its entirety at nhpr.org. This is the Bookshelf from NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. Thank you very much for listening.